Guru Maharaj went to Bombay around
yesterday.
2 days ago.
2 days ago. And he is to come back.
He should be back on Saturday.
Saturday. All right. And Sadhu Ravan Prabhu is here.
No, he's in Calcutta. Yes. He said that he wanted to come to see your divine grace on Wednesday.
Wednesday evening or?
Sometime Wednesday.
Wednesday is the day after tomorrow.
Yes.
You are doing well.
Me?
Your health is quite fit now.
My physical health.
Yes. Physical health?
But my mental health is quite disturbed.
Disturbed?
Yeah.
Meeting? After meeting whom?
Well, I called America. And there I found out that Rameshwar Swami was saying some things which has caused me a lot of grief. Caused me some grief.
Caused me some grief.
Oh, caused me some grief. He does not want you. Eh?
That's
John.
Yeah, that's part of it.
And then more.
Well,
Rameshwar Swami is passing his unfavorable remark against Jagjit Maharaj.
I think that's in the past.
Past.
Now he's passing unfavorable remarks about me.
He's against you.
Yes.
To what effect? If he do not like you, then what can he do?
Well,
what harm he can do to you?
Really, no harm.
No.
If I'm sincere about cultivating Krishna consciousness, then no harm can be done.
Yes, you won't care for any harm.
Yes.
But the mundane world. But in the present social status, any harm you can do?
Well, yes, he can do a lot.
He can ask the committee to expel you from ISKCON. Can he?
Yes, he could do that, but...
The committee can do that. He can't do it alone.
Yes. But there's other things that he can do.
He may recommend to the committee that he has done such and such mischief, so he should be expelled from the committee, from the ISKCON. At most, he may try to do like that. Then what will happen, God knows. Krishna knows it. Any fresh news from Hamsadhir Maharaj?
No.
No. Jagjit Maharaj?
No news from him either.
No news. Then Tamal Krishna?
He's in Los Angeles right now with Rameshwar Swami.
Huh?
He's in Los Angeles.
Tamal Krishna?
Yes.
And he's supporting Rameshwar Swami.
I haven't heard anything firsthand.
That matter, let us see what happens. Hare Krishna.
But I've been accused of trying to destroy my Guru Maharaj's movement.
according to you, how, in way they are moving, that is thick, that is not exactly in the line of Guru Maharaj. You think like that.
Yes.
In a very gorgeous way, they are moving. Living and moving in a very gorgeous way.
And not just gorgeous.
Then, not any.
But see, our Guru Maharaj was very accommodating.
Mm.
The same people that he was able to accommodate, it appears that they are not able to accommodate. And sometimes I don't even expect them to be able to accommodate everyone, because our Guru Maharaj was a special person.
Ultimately, the will of the Lord will act. So, we need not be afraid of any situation. There will be always a clash between the relative and their self consideration. Cannot but be. Sadharmi janan sriyu paradharmu bhayavaha. This is one stage.
Yes.
Sadharmi janan sriyu paradharmu bhayavaha. And this is relative consideration, and the absolute consideration, sarva-dharmānān parityajya mām ekam śaraṇam vraja. Wherever I shall get intense Krishna consciousness, I must keep company there. And because I may not go down, so I shall try to maintain my position with the present association of good thinking. Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar. So you have to take something now?
No.
Any shot? Eh? Water, sugar water or anything else?
Your words are very soothing to me. After my journey, your words are the most soothing.
Where is Bhavananda Maharaj?
He's in Vrindavan.
Yes, he's in Vrindavan. And will be there after Swami Maharaj's Janmasthan.
Yes, and then he's coming here for that.
After that.
To Mayapur. No, for...
And you want to go to Janmasthan in Vrindavan? No?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe to go.
Right. And you are in India.
Yes.
Then, of course, it would be good if you can join the Janmasthan ceremony.
In Vrindavan or Mayapur?
Janmasthan generally takes place in Mayapur, is it not?
Well, we
have... Virahutsav there. In Vrindavan.
Oh, I see.
Janmasthan perhaps will take place with grandeur in Mayapur. Nearer to Calcutta, his birthplace.
Yes, I see.
And the place of his departure is Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan, his Virahutsav will be observed with grandeur, Gaur Hari. So, Bhavananda Maharaj will come soon before Janmasthan.
Yeah. He will come on Janmasthami, he will be in Vrindavan.
Janmasthami.
The next morning, he will fly from Delhi to Calcutta to here, to Mayapur.
On that very day, Janmotsav here.
Yes.
And Jayapataka Maharaj, he will stay here.
He is in Guwahati.
And
he will... And he's coming to Calcutta tomorrow, and he'll be in Mayapur also.
Yes.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Before, you suggested that I perhaps should work with Hansadutta Maharaj as GVC.
And,
but if I... Bhavananda Maharaj is the chairman. I have some feelings that if I tell him that I will work with Hansadutta Maharaj, that he'll be very disturbed by that.
Then what is his opinion?
He thinks that I should travel with him.
Bhavananda Maharaj.
Yes, and maybe like go all over the world, Australia, this place, that place.
Now, what is doing that your secretary, Swami Damodar Maharaj?
Yes, he may be in Bombay.
Now?
Yeah. I'm guessing.
And Charuswami Maharaj is also going to went to Bombay.
Yes, for some meeting there.
Azizharan Prabhu is at Calcutta now.
Oh, yes.
And Soshi Menon, do you know him? No.
Who?
One Soshi Menon, one officer in the Switch Electric Board. You don't know him?
No, I do not know.
Subhoga Prabhu is at Calcutta?
Yes.
And another Indonesian gentleman, some Bajo.
Brajendra Kumar.
Brajendra Kumar.
He's in Calcutta.
In Calcutta. There's no. Krishna, Krishna.
Maharaj, pretty much wherever I would be sent, wherever the GVC might want me to go, because my opinions are controversial, they will take it as some disturbance of the devotees there.
Consult with Charuswami Maharaj, what is his opinion? What does Charuswami Maharaj say?
Well, you know, we have our feelings privately that we don't think things can go on the way they are very much longer. I mean, we are known to be persons who have, you know, connected themselves with your divine grace. And we're not willing to abandon that connection. We do not want to abandon that connection.
Abandon.
Abandon. We will not abandon your association regardless of what the GVC say.
Who? Yourself?
Myself and Bhakti Charu Swami.
And Sarva Bhavan.
And Sarva Bhavan.
And what about Venkatarama? He's also of that type.
Yes. And I guess Hansadutta Maharaj also.
Hansadutta Maharaj. And perhaps Jayatirtha Maharaj.
See, Maharaj, Jayatirtha Maharaj,
they
could deal with him in such a way by social pressure to make him abandon. I don't think he will, but they try like that.
Oh, they try.
See, I have a letter from our Guru Maharaj saying that you are his Shiksha Guru, that he accepts you as such.
Several times he expressed like that.
Yes, so many times.
So many times, and exactly he did behave with me like that.
Right. I've listened.
He was my junior. He was junior to me. And generally, I was the cause to take him to the mart from Allahabad. And much of his time he spent with me at Calcutta when I had a center there, just beside, by the side of his mart. Just his laboratory was ground floor and first floor, four rooms we had. And there we have got a very close connection. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
So the point is, Maharaj, that since I have his instructions and letters and tape recordings, and even I prayed to him very earnestly and sincerely to know, and he appeared to me in a dream as I wrote to you in the letter. So how can I think any other way? I can't change that. And whatever it means to continue your association, I'm prepared for that, whether it means with the society or without the society.
Okay, Sundarshan. I am coming here, you have to push out to shut down. You go and take rest.
I can't eat and I can't rest.
You can?
I cannot eat and I cannot rest. My mind is reeling.
Why so? Pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Give peace to my mind.
Maharaj, today, on the way to see your divine grace, on the inspiration of what you said the other day, I was reading the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita and the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And never before did these chapters, especially first chapter, mean so much to me. But when I was reading it today, I was deriving a great inspiration from that. Because I feel like that. Just like there's this verse, Gurun Ahatva Himahan Ubhavam. So I'm thinking, my God brothers, they're superior to me. They're gurus. So I don't want to fight with them. But it almost seems inevitable. For me to act in any other way is sheer hypocrisy.
All right, take rest now.
Yes,
and
all
take
right.
something.
Yes.
Then again, we shall meet tomorrow.
All right.
I shall go to take rest.
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I was going to do what I should have done. I was going to do what I
should
have done. I was going to do what I should have done. I was going to do what I should have done. I was going to
do what
requires high pronunciation. High voice. Nidai, nidai, nidai.
I was thinking, Maharaj, that even here in Navadvip Dham, these sounds of Maya have...
Yeah.
So, we are living, Akshayananda Maharaj, Venkata, we were staying downstairs on our level and having to hear this Mayak sound. And then I was thinking that you're in an elevated position of Krishna consciousness, but you have to hear these sounds also.
Unnaya vyatireka bhyam yatsat sarvatra sarvada Uddhaviya brahma kule chaitanya dori tarayani chaitanya dhila pushtikari. Annayat itarata. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his bhajan lalasa, he says, even today if we find any person, any Brahmin, any Brahmin of demonic temperament, we have to take it as sustainer of the Leela of Mahaprabhu. Not direct but indirect way. Direct and indirect. Everything contributing to the cause of the Absolute, by direct or indirect, just as opposition party in the parliament. Opposition party leader, he also gets some pay from the government. I've got recognition. The opposition has got also recognition. This is the way of his leela. But it is leela. An autocracy is maintained in the center. By his leela, it has been so arranged. We have to harmonize in that way. The autocracy is there, but his leela is there, and the nature of his leela at present of this form, we have to take it. So opposition not against autocracy. Because that is his decision. Leela. Leela means above all reasoning. Spiritual. What's that mean?
Recently.
Doi hala in that bhakti upakar. Doi got this bottle of doi. Nidai, nidai, nidai. Leela. Only subjecting and objective. So, leela. Darwin's theory also chance consciously evolving in a way. How? None knows. Stone producing, fossil producing everything in a wonderful way. How it will move, it is not known to anybody. Evolution. But ours is subjective evolution, not objective. Evolution from the side of the subject, from the conscious world. And above that, that is beauty, beauty, harmony, love, that is evolving itself or himself in this way, or herself, in this particular way. Not from finite to infinite, but from infinite to finite. The movement of the wheels are not from finite towards infinite, but from infinite. Infinite is the data, and from infinite waves are coming towards the finite world. They say finite will produce infinite, but we say infinite has produced finite, necessary for its activity in relationship. Unknown, that is the positive, and negative, both here and there. Parup Shakti. Shakti is negative, Shakti man positive, asserting, and predominating mighty, and the predominated mighty. Predominating half and the predominated half, in words of our Guru Maharaj. The combination, Nimai, Nimai, Srin Poteka Kotai, the Mahaprabhu is the combination of predominating and predominated mighty.
Once you were explaining how Krishna's pastimes in the material world defeat the pastimes in the spiritual world. Defeat.
Yes. Another solution is Gokul is the source of Goloka. Gokul is in Papancha. But that is original, and Golok is its production, a peculiar thing. And my assimilation was there in this way, that aprakrita, prakrita birth, very likely to mundane. That is Krishna Leela. And in this mundane area, it can be played best, Gokula. Goloka is Gokula's vaibhav. It has been written, I am told, but I have not seen in writing anywhere, but I am told for a long time that it has been mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and perhaps Brahma Samhita or something, that Gokul, Golok is Gokul's vaibhava, the extension of Gokula, Goloka. Goloka is which we think to be in the original position, and the Gokul is the extension in this papancha, but it is a very peculiar thing. Nityalila is there, and here is also Nityalila. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Kalila Prakash, but suppressed. Anyhow, it is extension in Prapancha here. The extension is better than the original. It comes like that. How it is possible? Its extension, it has been told. So it can be thought out in this way.
Maharaj,
the original conception of the drama is in town. But when the drama wants to show the village play, when that is taken to the village, it becomes very beautiful, very nice, perfect. Village paraphernalia. So the mundane is not very skillfully shown there with the elements of infinite. In the finite world, the play of the finite things has been shown with perfection. Something like that. Otherwise, how to harmonize? Gokula. It is so beautiful. In bark, we studied, we read, perhaps it was mentioned, perhaps in bark, bark's speech of conciliation. For example, it was mentioned there. Generally, the custom is that the Lord is Upadhi. What is Upadhi? Title. Lord, the title Lord, that is conferred on a person and his successor, they become Lord. The Mark quoted one instance. The grandson was so qualified that he was conferred the title of Lord. And so his father and the grandfather, they automatically became Lord. And just like that. The production is so important here that this is thought to be excelling the original play in the Goloka, Gokula, Gokul, due to its real mundane position. Maybe like that. Gokul. Gokul is the origin of Goloka. Gokul is this. That means Vrindavan here, that is the origin, and the Goloka is its extension. It is inconsistent. Inconsistent. But by the will of Krishna, everything is possible. That a wonderful stride. His every activity is wonder. Nothing to say. But his special will it may be. Goku. I am not find it in writing in any place. But I heard first from Vasudeva and then from one or two gentlemen. But this has been mentioned. Goku. Perhaps the origin is Brahma Samhita. Have you got it anywhere?
I've read in Brahma Samhita.
Yes.
And there Srila Bhakti Siddhanta says that generally it is thought that Gokula is the original. I mean, Goloka is the original, and Gokula is the extension.
Yes.
And then he says, but there are some who say that Gokula is the original, and Goloka is the extension. Mm. He makes a reference like that.
You have got it.
Yes.
How to harmonize. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Kalila Prakash and Gokul, not only in this Brahmanda, but there are many Brahmandas where there is Gokula. And all may be the photo of the original. But here we are told that Gokul is the original. And this reflection goes to the sputini. To the kivale, oi egulo, ajgal. Ajgal hoyeche,
oi.
Satellites. Man-made satellites. Reflection going to that, and from there it goes to any place. Hare Krishna. Origin. That may be by another example. Just as Yashoda says, he is no God, he is my son. He is my son. I don't like that anyone would say that he is not my son, he is God himself. I don't want to hear that. Something like that. The thought may come from that. Sweet, sweet home. There's no place like home. So as we are in this Gokul, we are our Vrindavan. Gyan Shunya Bhakti, the blind faith, blind form of devotion, according to that. No. This must be the original. We don't care to know about Gokula, where it is. This may be the outcome of Gyan Shunya Bhakti. Gyan Shunya Bhakti. We do not know where is what is where. But this must be the highest price. That is the form, faith in a stage of Gyan Shunya Bhakti. Do not care to know about Tatastha, right? The relative is so. Jarje yashai hai sarvottam, Tatastha ya vicharile ase taratam, sarvottam. The Vatsala Rasa, no, Madhur Rasa, I don't care for it. How can it be better than myself? I don't admit it. In this relative position also, it can be asserted like that, with firmness. This must be the highest position, where we are. We do not care to enter into calculation and controversy. We assert that this is the more original. And if there be anything, that must have to be extension. It may be assertion from that Jnana Shunya Bhakti, that blind love, may come even from that. And that must have some value.
So there is spiritual relativity?
Spiritual?
Relativity.
Relativity, yes. Relativity.
Spiritual relativity.
That is on flickering firmness to take one's position in his particular duty. It is my duty, like Casabianca, that blind discharging temperament of duty. There's everything in my, I don't know any general or so, but my patriotic feeling inspires me to think that it is my duty to oppose the enemy. Something like that. Though I am a soldier, but if general calls me back, I won't budge an inch. I must fight to my death. I am a soldier. If a general says they come back, I won't. Also. With such firmness, just as one soldier may do his quota of his duty towards the motherland, it may be something like that. my palm said, where we are, where is my child Krishna, I find that must be the highest place. I don't. In the whole of the universe, I don't admit that there should be any higher place than this. If there be, there must be servant of this place, subordinate to this place. This sort of assertion in blind dumb. Please, maybe. So that's how it may fetch the expression.
Maharaj, in Gokul, we see in the pastimes like Kamsa and Putana. But in Golok Vrindavan, sometimes we read that they're in the same form as there, but in Chitra and Vichitra.
Yes.
So that means they're inanimate. They're not moving.
They get the second-hand existence. The positive side is holding principal position, and the opposition is very inactive.
Inert.
We are told, yes.
Mm. Like statue.
It is there. What is in some passive form. We are told the opposition is not very powerful there in the original place. And here it is shown more active and powerful.
So Maharaj, what is the difference between parikar and parishad?
Parikar and
parishad.
Parishad, parishad.
Yes, parishad.
Parikar may be of a greater circumference, maybe. Parikar. Parishad were closely connected. Parikar. Parikar, parishad. Generally, the force of the word in the, as we find in use in this parishad, closer, and the parikar, more extensive.
Assisting.
More extensive.
Extensive.
But even parikar.
Maharaj, the other morning you were discussing about Nidra Devi.
Nidra.
Nidra Devi.
Nidra Devi.
Yes, but you didn't finish. We stopped because of time shortage.
What
actual function is in the spiritual world?
Nidra Devi. Maybe a conception of rest, a type of rest. Nidra Devi.
Is she a Saki rest, or Gopi? Does she take the form of a Saki or Gopi?
Hmm?
Does she have the form of a Saki or Gopi?
Nidra. Nidra Devi. She maybe in the group of Yogamaya. She is to help. Nidra Devi is to help the Leela. And that is the in charge there to manage suitably to control the paraphernalia is duty of Yogamaya. And Baladeva and Yogamaya. Devi then he must be under Yogamaya. And Yogamaya has got different functions to create favorable circumstances for the Leela of Radha Govinda and the others. So one of her functions would be this nidra, the rest, a form of rest, very intense form of rest, nidra Devi. That is just like separation. Separation in when awake, and another form of separation like nidra, rest. That may be like a reflecting glass. Sometimes while sleeping there is also dream, and in dream also union and separation, a reflection like that, a reflection of rest.